Karen Bailey, welcome to After the Siren.
Hello, thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. We spoke to you, I think that was the year before last, when you were a vixen. So made the move across. How's it going?
Yeah, look, so far so good. Obviously, I think if you're looking at the results of the Vixens versus the Thunderbirds at the moment, I've probably left the Vixens in a very good space. But I'm enjoying Adelaide. I'm enjoying the challenges that it brings with it. And, I'm really liking the lifestyle change over here.
Fantastic. Well, how's your knee? Because I know you've had a little bit of trouble with the old dodgy knee.
Yeah, old age is catching up on me. The injuries just keep coming. No, look, it's actually handling quite well. We when I came over here, I'd had a scope and we started pre-season training and we got a little bit of swelling and we didn't know what was going on. So we went in for another scope to get a little bit more cartilage out. But so far, so good. So I missed a bit of the chunk of the pre-season, which, to be honest, I wasn't too upset about. It's always a tough one. But we're now on the mend and the knee's handling all the load and stuff just fine. So hopefully we won't have any further troubles with it. It is just one of those things, unfortunately, though, with the consistent load through training of netball that you've just got to get used to.
I hear. What are your thoughts on the new Super League? Has there been, there's a lot of talk. It's really gone up, quite a few notches as opposed to the intensity and the standard. Is that correct?
Yeah, look, it's a completely different competition. I guess Australia versus Australian teams have always been really competitive, and I think that's what you see this year. And I guess for me, I'm one of the girls that has been around for the different era changes in netball. So I was around when we were playing in the CBT days, and it does remind me very much of that. However, the level and the intensity is just so much higher. And I think it's grown another level this year as well. There's no easy games, and the games that, you are coming up against the tough teams, the scorelines are blowing out because it's physical out there and it's hard. And, teams are putting their foot down now and cutthroat getting into those finals.
Yeah, well, there's only 4 weeks to go till the final series, and it's looking going to go right down to the final round for the
places. I think so. And Thunderbirds, unfortunately, now aren't in the chance of being in that finals. But I guess our focus for now is building for next year and ensuring that we finish off this year. And would love nothing better than to be the team that upsets, those teams that were thinking that they were going to make an easy win against us to get into the finals. So we're still trying to push to ensure that we get a few wins on the board before the season's up for us.
Yeah, no, that certainly makes sense. And there's been a bit of developing going on during the season, and Sasha Glasgow, she is one of your youngsters that are coming through, and she started in the final quarter last week against the Swifts. She scored 10 from 13 attempts.
Yeah, she's such an exciting young talent, and she's such a humble player as well. And, that's a really great thing for having a young player coming into this competition is that she's eager to learn and she's passionate and she's willing to do anything to get out there. And she has this no fear about her, and it's such an exciting one to watch on the sideline and watch her get out there and just go about her business. And predominantly she is a goal shooter, but she has been playing a bit of goal attack, and we're developing that game to be able to make that change up as well in front and have me behind her. So a young, exciting player, and I can't wait to see where netball takes her in the next couple of years.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And what about the internationals? They're going very well. You've got a few internationals over there who have settled in remarkably well.
Yeah, look, I think we got the most internationals out of all the teams. It's certainly great having all the international players now be able to spread themselves across the teams, especially now that the import rules kind of been axed. So the three English girls that we have, and then we also have Mally, our Jamaican girl. So, yeah, four internationals on our team, and they certainly bring a different bit of culture into the team. And we're now all kind of up with the lingo. Sometimes they're saying words that we don't quite get what they're saying. But, they bring a completely different sense of humour to the team, and they're fantastic having them.
And at the other extreme, you've got the super mum, Joe Ingles-Watt. Is that right, Renee?
She
just had the twins and been training hard, and she's just rejoined the squad only in the last month or so. Is that right?
Yeah, Renee is a superstar. She certainly has come back and especially after the birth of her twins. She steps back on court and you would not think that she is a mum of two. She's over here by herself at the moment while Joe's over playing off in the series. And
he plays for the Utah Jazz, for those of our
listeners
who aren't aware,
Joe Ingles. Remarkable. She's absolutely remarkable. And we're kind of, we feel like we're riding the wave watching Joe over playing for Utah at the moment, because obviously they're at the moment playing Golden State, trying to get through. And each game, we're really happy to see him win, but we're also, it's kind of like a catch-22 because we also want him to come home for Renee. So she's doing a great job and she's certainly fit.
And how's Miller and Jacob going amongst the squad? There's no shortage of babysitters.
They are adorable. We don't actually see them too much. She's very fortunate that her mum is here with her and her best friend's here as well. So they're helping her out until Joe comes back to Australia. But no, they've come to training once or twice now, and yeah, certainly swamped by all of us girls. But they're adorable, and she's constantly giving us Snapchats or updates on, you know, their movements. And yeah, if I had my way, they'd be at every single training.
Yeah. Well, you've been pushed the last 2 weeks to the Swifts, who are a very strong team, and the Thunderbirds also pushed the Lightning in the last two games. So you, towards the latter part of the season, you're starting to show some good form, and tomorrow you take on the Giants, the GWS Giants. So what can you say about the preview of that game?
Yeah, I think as the season's gone on, we certainly have started to gel, and we've been able to show highlights throughout games of, you know, when we can get it together, we can certainly be a force to be reckoned with. But I guess for us tomorrow, we need to cut down on those critical errors. We have developed plans and we've gone out there and we've shown that we can do it. But for now, it's making sure that we don't give away little easy passes, or we don't have brain explosions on court. We just stick to the game plan and we get it done. At the moment, I think sometimes we go within ourselves when it doesn't go very well, and instead of doing what we're really amazing and talented at doing, we stop giving those balls and we stop doing everything. And I think that's what's kind of lost us the games in the last couple of weeks. So
yeah, turnovers.
GWS is a great opportunity for us this
seems
time
to
redeem ourselves.
Seems to be your turnovers. Sorry for cutting you off there. But yeah, the turnover seems to be the bit of the Achilles heel over the course of the season. Go on.
That's definitely been one of the things that we've totally focused on to try and cut down on.
And what about the good news in the local paper yesterday was Jane Woodlands-Thompson's looking like she's seeking to get back involved in a coaching role next year.
Oh, I must have missed that. I did not know that.
Yeah,
that's,
so
that's actually really exciting, because she brings such a wealth of knowledge, and I've been fortunate enough that I have been coached by her in Fast Five series, and she's got a different way of thinking, and it's outside the square, which sometimes is a really hard thing to do, especially in a sport that's so developed and people are very set in their ways. So I think that's fantastic, especially if she comes back into a netball environment.
That could be an exclusive.
Really
exclusive for the
from that.
That's a bit of an exclusive. You'll be able to tell them in the morning. Maybe I shouldn't have said that, but my sources tell me that she's just about signed, sealed, and delivered for the 18th season. And as you know, two-time premiership coach. And there's no doubt that Captain Aaron Bell, and also a premiership player, should be very keen to welcome her back amongst the team, as well as the coach, Dan Ryan. How are they both going?
Yeah, they're good. They're good. They handle pressure so well. Sometimes I look at them and just go, I don't know how you guys are so cool, calm and collected. I'm sure Dan's probably feeling the pressure at the moment. He's recruited a team which he thought would, on paper, give him great results, and we obviously haven't performed for him. So I imagine that the top job's pretty stressful at the moment, and Aaron has taken all within her stride as a captain and done everything, I guess, that you can do as a captain to ensure that your team's still a positive environment and we still have belief that we can do it.
Well said. How did last week's Adelaide Girls Night Out go? And can you explain a bit about the Adelaides? What's involved there?
Well, I guess for us, we didn't really have a lot to do with it, because we were probably focusing quite a lot on the netball game that everyone was coming to watch. But I know that they did get out and about and have a few, like, hair and makeup things going before the game. And I think it was just really about having an experience and enjoying it, and, you know, girls getting out and treating themselves for a day out.
Okay. And what about the Pink Army, Karen? How have they embraced the new look format of the competition? Because, as I said, the wins have been few and far between so far.
They're a very passionate bunch, the Pink Army. It's something that you certainly recognise when you come to Adelaide, and it's one of the things that I first commented on when we had won our first game, that you can hear them in that stadium the whole time, winning or losing. They're a very vocal bunch, and they're very proud of their Thunderbirds. And I think it's been one of the refreshing things is that we're not getting those results at the moment, but they're still so supportive behind us, and that's a very different feeling.
Yeah. Well, you've got, as I said, the GWS Giants tomorrow. That's going to be a tough ask, but give yourself a 50-50 chance in that one.
I give us a 99% chance in that one. I'll never rule us out, you know. It's just who can do it better, who can pass and throw and shoot better on the day, and hopefully that's us tomorrow.
And then to finish off the season, you've got the, gee, a tough ask, haven't you? You've got the Firebirds, then the Vixens, who currently sit on top, and the final round against the Collingwood Magpies, who will be looking to try and consolidate a place in the top four.
Yeah, exactly. And like I was saying to you earlier, we unfortunately won't make finals this year, but we certainly are out there to break the finals hope for a lot of teams. So we do have a tough run home, but all of those teams are fighting for top four positions. So if we can cause some upsets, then, you know, we'll certainly be happy with that.
What about some players who you think have stood out for the season in regards to being a potential MVP player? Is there anyone do you think that's a standout candidate?
For the what, sorry?
The MVP award?
I certainly think that our defence end has been doing amazing work. If I was putting anyone down at this point in time, I was thinking maybe Amma was really up there. She's been doing some amazing defence work, turning over a lot of balls for us in attack for opportunities. But, yeah, it's certainly hard because we've had players that have performed one week who haven't performed the next week, and that includes myself. And then you've had players that have been consistent the whole season. So I'm not sure. I guess we'll have to wait and see who gets that one.
Okay. What about the flag? Who's going to get the premiership in the inaugural season? Who's your
tip? I actually think it would be my former team, the Vixens. They are very clinical in how they go about playing netball, and they're very smart. And, yeah, I think that they will get the job done this year.
Pretty well coached too. Simone McInnes, mate, she does a good job. You've been your former coach.
What was that? Sorry,
your former coach, Simone McInnes. She's mm-hmm. a pretty handy coach.
Yeah, she's a pretty tough coach. And she, I guess she gets the best out of her athletes, and she expects the best from everyone. And I guess that's where you get the results.
Yeah, no, that's true. Okay, well, thank you very much for joining us. And what about your thoughts on the Diamonds?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to start to get busy again with the Constellation Cup and a couple of other tournaments?
Yeah, so the new Diamond squad will be announced after season, and all of us girls will find out whether we have been lucky enough to make the Diamond squad this year. And then, yeah, the scheduling starts very quickly afterwards. So not a lot of off time. It's kind of a bit still scattered as to what's happening in 2018 as to when we're starting for the competition again due to Commonwealth Games falling in April. So we're still all kind of waiting to find out what happens for next year with our competition. And then obviously Aussie will all fall within there as well.
Fantastic. And on the final note, good luck for June 3rd. That's National Netball Day. So
thank you.